Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Well, hello, everybody. It's Clarissa. We are back in the limelight yet again this week with another extraordinary guest. And if you love music, you're going to love her. And if you love country music, you're really going to love her, because I don't know about you, but when I'm in the car and I'm driving and I got country music on, all I know is it always just kind of makes things right. You know, everything's right in the world when you're listening to country. And I'm always glad, by the way, that I have a box of Kleenex next to me, because you just never know when you're going to get that country song. It's going to, you know, it's going to make you get a little sniffly. So we're going to bring on Paulina in just a minute. But I do want to remind you, everybody, that you can listen to the podcast over at Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and our good friends over at Inspired News Radio. Don't forget that we are also, you can watch the videos over on Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, Amazon Fire, and YouTube. You're going to want to get over to clarissaburt.com, where you can, by the way, see all of this media. And you're going to be taking a look over there at the magazine. Yep, it is In the Limelight. It's intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can find it over there. And without further ado, I am going to bring her on. I absolutely love her, because I've already spoken to her like a month ago. We were setting up the show and then we just talked for a couple minutes now. I think she's one of the nicest, kindest, sweetest ladies that I have pretty much ever, you know, I'm not going to say, I mean, you know, but she's just awesome. You know, I know a lot of awesome people, but she's just a doll. So I'm going to bring her on. She is really, really knocking out of the ballpark when it comes to country music. Paulina Jane, welcome to the show.
My goodness, what an intro for you and for me.
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
I've got to get a lot of things out of the way first. You know, we have to let everybody know what they're here for and why it's so important that they follow the show, because, you know, even when we're talking to entrepreneurs, music and people that are in the music industry are their own entrepreneurs, as you very well know. I mean, you are also an artist and a fabulous one. But there's a lot behind the scenes that needs to be run by you and the team that's around you when it comes to your work, when it comes to your creativity, when it comes to, you know, when you're recording, when it comes to your tours. And I want to talk about all of that with you, so that we kind of get an idea of, I know you were also set to go on tour this year until COVID, right?
I sure was. You know, it was kind of a funky little thing. I was supposed to be gone from March to September, and I was home from March to September. but I, you know, I've made the most of it. I've got my home studio. In fact, if I could turn my camera around right now, you'd be able to see it a little bit better. But I'm you know, I'm really enjoying writing. That's been the big thing for all of us artists right now, because we're not able to go out on the road and have those interactions and get to hang out and just feel that live music and the bass thumping in your chest, you know. So here we are. We're recreating that in our own homes. We're trying to do that.
I saw on your website, and everybody, by the way, I'm going to send the ticker right now so you can go over and take a look at paulinajane.com. Lots of great stuff over there. There's a shop over there, merchandise over there. The tours obviously will be happening soon enough. So, you know, don't fret. We're all going to be getting back to some sort of normal pretty soon here. Yeah. But I wanted to, for them to go over and take a look also at the fact that there's this whole video of the bass player's in one place and you're singing from, I think, a closet. And, you know, there was the coolest thing to see the way this music came together, sort of in a really impromptu way, but in the most magical, mystical way, it became this phenomenal song. And I wanted you to talk to us about that for a second.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I could talk for days about it, but I won't for you today. Yeah, I'll just give you a little snippet.
We're here. We're not going anywhere.
I was sitting right here in this room, and I was about a week into quarantine, and if you know anything about me, I cannot sit still for very long. I am like, what's next? Let's go. What do we have on the schedule? Yes, and we are the same. We are cut from the same cloth. So anyways, I called up a couple friends. I called up my mom. I called up my manager. I said, gosh, I got to do something. And they said, okay, well, why don't you just try recording something at home? I said, oh, okay. So I went and bought a little microphone, a couple $100, threw it up in my family room initially. And I wrote this song Credit with my friend Annalisa. And I sent it to my band. I said, guys, I just need you to record a little video of yourself writing your parts and doing your parts. Wherever you're at, doesn't matter. You can be in the bathroom for all I care. and just send it over to me. So they sent me these things back, all these files. I mean, it was massive transfer of files. It was awesome and totally unique. Never done that before. Dropbox is awesome. Love that feature.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm going to throw up Credit for a second. There you go. There's the cover for the song. I'm assuming it's the latest that you dropped. Is that correct?
Yes. It came out in May. And so, you know, the whole process of it was really wonderful. I was in my closet. Those were my leopard shoes.
Well, let me ask you a question. How does that, well, you know, I'm going to ask you, but, you know, as far as being creative and, you know, being in quarantine and we couldn't go anywhere, where did you find the inspiration from?
No, I had lost a friend to COVID actually on March 31st. And I was looking for joy anywhere I could find it. I was trying to pull it out of anything. And so my co-writer, Annalisa, is also one of my really good friends. The two of us get together all the time. And I told her the story and she knew him as well. And we basically concluded where does joy come from? And we think joy comes from up above. And so that's where the whole song sort of started. God, you get the credit because you bet it wasn't me. I figured if I said it, then I get it finally. No, I won't forget it. I won't edit history because God, you get the credit because you bet it wasn't me.
Oh, that's so gorgeous. Well, there might be a little teeny surprise coming up here, everybody, in just a minute. But I do have a few questions to ask because, you know, wherever Paulina is, there always seems to be a guitar in the close vicinity.
So or a few, right?
Or two, exactly. So don't go away. Let's see if we can get her to give us a little taste of Credit before. But I want to get down into one of the things that I noticed when I was researching you and talking to you and looking at your website is the absolute and complete joy that you exude. It looks like every move of what you do, you absolutely love. You're happy and up and bubbly and excited. And I know the business is not all of that. So how do you keep the momentum going, if you will?
You know, I think that's the ultimate million-dollar question for most artists. I think the most important thing is to remain grounded in who you are 100% of the time. There's no time to compromise. That right. is just not an option. Right. So with that being said, that also requires people in your circles. Like, you got to have those people who remind you. They're not yes men. They're not telling you, oh, you're great when you were terrible. Like, you know, they're honest with you about things and they say it in a loving way. But as far as keeping your spirits up, it really does come back to my faith for me. I can't say that every morning I wake up and I feel like smiling. I do, because I think we overcome our feelings. I think that we have feelings, but our feelings can't have us. And so it's a choice. It's a choice to have joy. It's a choice to get up in the morning and say, this is going to be a really great day.
Yeah. And I think therein lies the formula also for the birth of a lot of really phenomenal songs.
Wow.
Therein
I sure hope so.
Right. Yeah. Oh, come on. You know, you're a rock star. So with all of this, you also have your own, you know, again, you're an entrepreneur. You're not just, you know, an artist. And there's so much more to you and behind you than the music, which is phenomenal. And so I know that you have a company that you started, an all-female company called Girl King Company. Tell me a little bit more about Girl King. I want to know.
Well, for the name's sake, I wrote a song in middle school called Girl Who Would Be King. And And so the theme sort of carried over on into my life. I was in my sophomore year of college, and I had had a couple different managers at that point in time, and they were all really wonderful. But there were some things that I found out about that I wasn't so interested in participating in at certain times, right. in those relationships.
Sure.
And so as a result, I said, okay, I want to have some control here over where this is going to go. I don't want to be one of those girls who's wearing a onesie on stage. I never will be. I don't want to be selling my soul to this industry. I want to put out an artful piece of music on a regular basis with people I love, and I hope that people will receive it as wonderfully as I intend for them to.
So
right. So I found five girls at Belmont University where we were in college who were just extremely talented. I mean, they were so gifted in so many ways, from the record label aspect to the marketing world to publicity to managing details that I would never be able to manage. And I brought them to my producer and I said, hey, we need to start a record label management company. And these are the people that we need to bring together. And sure enough, we were rocking and rolling, and we rolled out of college a Ford sponsorship. And I've just got this wonderful crew of people that are so dedicated, and I'm beyond blessed.
Wow. That is in middle school. I mean, when did you know that this was going to be your path in life? I mean, already in middle school or possibly before that?
Well, I always knew music was this beautiful thing that I loved. I started playing piano when I was 5 and started writing when I was 9. And I played my very first show out when I was in 8th grade, right before my freshman year of high school. And I thought it was just going to be with my church band for fun, my family and friends, you know, but there happened to be 3 industry guys there, and they signed me to a management deal.
Well, here's the really interesting thing about that. You were born in Detroit. So Motown.
Motown and Rock City.
Yeah. And you, I think even from an earlier age, had a sort of like a penchant for country. So you wind up in Nashville. Now you live there.
Right. Right. I sure do. Yeah. It's funny because people underestimate the country scene in Detroit. Do you know that it has one of the largest country music markets in the entire United States of America? Nope. Isn't that crazy?
I am being schooled. I did not
Isn't
know that.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I didn't either.
Okay. All right. Well, I stand corrected then. So 2020's been, you know, it's been a little, or as we all know, it's been a little gnarly, right, for all of us. And especially, as I said, you know, I sort of intimated before about how do you garner inspiration in these really kind of dark, lonely, you know, strange, difficult times. And I just kind of was wondering, you know, 2020, what has it kind of revealed to you? What is it that you've learned about yourself, learned about the business, learned about others?
I think the main thing about the business and friends in business is that, you know, ultimately we're all just human beings. And we do this thing every day. We get up, not work 9 to 5, but really, you know, a lot more than that. And we get up and we do this thing called music, and we work in the industry and blah, blah, blah. But when you're stripped of that identity, it comes right back down to what your character is. And you're shown who you really connect with. You are given this picture of people that you really hope to see, and people that you're like, if I don't see, I don't see them, you know? And so there are a lot of realizations there, and you get down to the nitty gritty of the person, the character of the person. And I think that's been one of the biggest lessons of all of quarantine. And then secondarily, just pausing for a second, just taking a pause and, you know, a big breath, a big old breath. And
sorry,
I wrote saying. This. Oh, no. I'll talk for days because I'm Greek. But I wrote this song called Put It in Park. And that is what we've been forced to do this year. We have taken this car from sports mode and just put it right in park.
Yep. There you go.
And it's amazing what you see when you stop the car for a second.
Yeah. it's really amazing what you see me stop in the car for a second. And, you know, I do this show, I'm constantly doing the show, and I speak to entrepreneurs of all ilk everywhere, you know, across the spectrum. And everybody has said pretty much the same thing, notwithstanding the fact that they're working either double or triple what they were working before.
Yeah.
But the really cool thing is that now we're not in the cars, we're not on the highways, we have to find a parking spot. There's a lot of other time that we have garnered, that we have gained, if you will, because we're not moving around so much. And the idea of being able to stay at home, I think has been really very eye-opening on so many different levels for so many people. A lot of people are really not excited about going back into the workplace, and a lot of companies are not opening up the four walls again and are just going to go straight to digital. And I know that didn't stop you either, because, you know, as you were able to create a whole song over the internet with, you know, people in different places. And, you know, I know that you, you also can maybe gift us it right now with a little bit of a song that you that we talked about before, which was just credit.
But yes,
that's so exciting. I've never had anybody sing on the show before, so we're thrilled to have you do that.
I thankfully had my guitar. I actually did have it right behind me, so this is working out perfectly.
Well, I want to give you an excuse to pick it up. There you are, everybody. Is going to gift us with one of her songs, her latest drop, Credit.
I hope this sounds all right for you on your end. I'm seeing these little things, so here you go.
We live as rough and the water's deep, but my smile's a little wider than it ought to be. When I want to dance through the pouring rain, there's only one reason I feel this way. I say, got to get the credit, cause you bet it wasn't me. I figured if I said it, then they get it finally. Well, no one will forget it, I won't edit history. So got to get the credit, and you bet it wasn't me. Woo-hoo. I'm giving you the credit now. Woo-hoo. Yeah, baby, got to get the credit now.
Now, what do you think, Clarissa? You think we make them go listen to the second half online?
I would. Yes, that was amazing. And I love the song. I've listened to it 100 times over on your website. The other thing that I love about you, apart from just how extraordinary your music is and your voice is phenomenal, is I love your heart and I love the work that you're doing. And I want to put up this overlay here because you are also doing some very lovely things for Miss Amazing. And that's a nonprofit that provides opportunity for girls and women. Why don't you tell that have disabilities? Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Oh yeah. I got to be a part of this whole organization and really get to volunteer and work with them, because one of my best friends was putting on a couple different chapters in different states. I believe Miss Amazing is now in 36 states. And basically what this whole organization does is it gives these young women with disabilities the opportunity to be put in the middle of the spotlight, to shine as bright as they possibly can. And for the listener and for the people in the audience who get to hear their stories and watch them just totally own the moment, it's humbling. Oh, it's completely humbling. I mean, you're standing there and you're like, you see a young woman in a wheelchair and she can't move her arms or her legs, but she can move a couple fingers. And she's able to get that wheelchair moving around, and she is fighting for every word that comes out of her mouth. But she's brilliant. Brilliant. I mean, her brain is far beyond mine or anyone's. It's so humbling to see that. And if you talk about hard work, you talk about dedication and you fight for it. They fight for every second they've got.
Yes, that is very, you're right. It is very humbling. And it's so, so awesome of you to, you know, to give up your time and to bring, you know, shine some light on the charity that way, the way that you do. So that's really exciting. for those girls, I'm sure. So, okay, what can we be expecting from you now for the rest of 2020? What is it kind of looking like? Are you guys sort of talking about getting back on the road? Are things starting to open up a little bit?
Things are starting to open up. I've got a show actually on October 5th in Nashville. And so that's really exciting. But as far as other shows coming for next year, people are still holding off a little bit. We're still kind of holding off on what's coming. Right. So in the meantime, though, I've been doing a lot of recording, and it looks like I'm going to be releasing something before the end of this year that should be pretty fun, a cover song of some sort, and that's all I'll say about that.
What? You can't leave me hanging like that. Don't leave us hanging like that. All right. Okay. Well, I know that if we get and get over, and everybody, again, see on the ticker below, PaulinaJane.com. Get over there. Get the information. She's on social everywhere. I mean, there's nowhere that she's not, and she's keeping up on it really well because there's always something new that she wants to share with everybody. Okay. Don't know yet. Well, you got October 5th coming up as far as tour. We're on hold a little bit, still on hold there. So everybody can get to know you again through social mostly, I'm imagining. So we're going to get over to your website. Or is there one particular social that you would love everybody to follow you on?
I love hanging out on Instagram. I'm always chit-chatting with people on there, and I get some messages and stuff, which is fun. I love talking to people, and I'm a firm believer that we're all here for connection and relationship, and so that's what music has served as a vehicle for in my life. I'd love to talk to anybody who wants to talk to me. I love it.
You're just a yapper, aren't you? You and I are just
I'm a yapper.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to and watching the super splendid superstar, Paulina Jane, who I would like to consider now a new best friend because she is so lovely. I would love to have her in my wheelhouse a little bit more than she is because she's so famous and beautiful and busy. But anyway, I'm sure that we will find time to hang out. We're going to say goodbye to you now, Paulina. Thanks so much for coming on to the show. And I'm going to ask you to stay right there while I say goodbye to our listeners and remind them that they can get over to clearsupport.com to listen to everything that we are doing here. I'm going to send the outro right now, everybody, and we'll be talking to you next time. Bye for now.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Limelight TV, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to my channel on YouTube. And you can listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Go head over to InTheLimelightMedia.com to read our digital magazine, and don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.